This is the Chris and Rob Show on WAIF, the bottom of your dial. You can't go no lower. And we are joined now by world-famous rock and roll icon, Greg Norton from Husker Du. Hello, Greg.
How's it going?
Fine. Hey, before we get into this, you know, for people who have never heard of the Husker Du before, maybe they're like under 14.
Okay.
What is a seminal post-punk rock icon?
Somebody who set the bar, we're still used as a benchmark for a lot of bands. A lot of critics will still invoke the name Husker Du when they're talking about new groups.
Husker Du did break some ground when they came along. When you guys came along, without a doubt, I even saw when you guys were on the Joan Rivers show.
Excellent. And a lot of people are still seeing that on YouTube.
Yeah, that's hysterical watching you guys. And she pretended like she was into you guys, but you could tell she never listened to a Husker Du record.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
But she pretended like she loved you guys so much, it brings a tear to your eye.
Right.
Do you still have the mustache?
Yes, I do.
That's what everybody wants to know.
I'm sure it is.
And here's the other thing everybody wants to know. What ever happened to Greg Norton after Husker Du broke up? Because everybody knows what happened to Bob Mould, because if you watch TV, you'll hear his songs in one of these sitcoms. Or everybody kind of knows what happened to Grant Hart, because he had a solo record, and then he had that Nova Mob band.
Right.
But whatever happened to Greg Norton after the Huskers broke up?
Right after Husker Du broke up, I did have another band briefly. We were called Gray Area. We actually played Cincinnati.
Really?
This would have been in, 1990.
Okay.
The show actually was very well attended. It was one of the best shows that we played out on that particular tour. And
do you remember what venue in Cincinnati it was?
The club was like in a basement.
It was in a basement. So it wasn't a laundromat, was it?
No, I don't think so.
It was in a basement. That might have been Shorty's Underground.
Shorty's Underground, that's it.
Because I saw Nirvana in Shorty's before they got big.
Okay.
And a whole bunch of bands went through Shorty's. The Firehose played there a couple of times, and a couple other sub-pop bands played there. I think the Smashing Pumpkins played there once before they got big.
Okay. Yep, well, and Gray Area played there, too.
Okay.
Before we got big, but then we never got big.
But then I heard that you quit playing music and you became a chef.
Yeah, after, we got done with that tour and our guitar player kind of decided he didn't really want to be a guitar player anymore. And the drummer and myself were like, well, it's kind of hard to be a power trio without a guitar player. So, the band kind of, fell apart. And in the meantime, I, needed employment. Had gravitated back into the restaurant world. I became very good friends with one of the top chefs in the Minneapolis St. Paul area, and he talked me into the back of the house and started teaching me how to cook, and really found a passion for it. I had a passion and a palate for it. And after running various restaurants and kitchens for other people for a very long time, 3.5 years ago, my wife and I bought our own restaurant. And so now I guess I wouldn't necessarily say, call myself a chef anymore, but more of a restaurateur.
Okay. And the restaurant, I think, is called the Nortons, right?
That's correct.
And where is it located?
The Norton's restaurant is located in Bay City, Wisconsin, which is one of the little towns on the Mississippi River. So it's right on the across the river from Red Wing, Minnesota, which is where I live.
Okay.
And we're about an hour away from Minneapolis and St. Paul. So.
Okay. Prince said that the reason he always stayed in Minneapolis is because the cold keeps the bad people out. Why have you always stayed in Minneapolis or in the Minnesota area?
I've lived here in Red Wing for about 23 years. I actually moved down here when Husker Du was still together, and it is by far one of the most beautiful parts of the country that I've ever seen. It's the Mississippi River and the bluffs, and I have bald eagles that fly by. Wow. my house every day. It's spectacular.
And what kind of fare can you expect when you have dinner at the Nortons? And is it a pricey joint, or is it more affordable?
Well, it's fine dining in a casual atmosphere. So, you know, for some people, I guess that they would say it's pricey by, fine dining standards in a major market like Cincinnati or Minneapolis. It's about average for that. We're definitely not a stuffy restaurant. We like to have fun. You know, we've got good music playing all the time. The food is organic and locally sourced whenever possible. Everything's made to order, cooked to cooked from scratch. We do a fair amount of game. We'll have elk, rabbit, duck. We also do lamb, organic beef, and pork.
Do you know how to cook the duck without it being too greasy? Because every time I order duck in a restaurant, it's always too greasy.
There certainly are ways to do it. You know, duck confit is a classic preparation of the legs and thighs. I guess if you're using really good quality products and you score the breast when you pan sear it so that it renders some of that fat, it's not going to be greasy.
Greg Norton.
It's going to be delicious.
Greg, are you ever sitting back in the kitchen doing your thing and somebody walks back there, maybe a customer or an old pal or just anybody, and says, "What are you doing back here in the kitchen? You should be out there rocking mightily like you used to do with the Hooskers."
Every once in a while it would come up, and it's something that it never leaves you. You know, that passion and that dream is always there. I met Dave King. I was a big fan of his music with the Bad Plus, and I met him at one of his shows, and he was a big fan of Husker Du. So he kind of threw it out there, this idea for the band, the new band, and said, "Look, I think you should still be playing your bass." So I bought a bass amp, and I'd always played. I just kind of didn't have an amp for a while, and we got together, started writing music, and the result is the record comes out next Tuesday Tuesday morning on Thirsty Ear Records, and the group is called The Gang Font, featuring Interloper. It's kind of a mouthful, but I think it's a really great record.
Yeah, you segued right into the new band, which is what I was leading up to, but I was interested in the story about how you got from there to here, because There's a few mystery people in the rock and roll history. One of them was Syd Barrett. Whatever happened to Syd Barrett? No one knew whatever happened to him until he passed away last year.
Right.
And the other one is Sly Stone. People don't know whatever happened to Sly Stone. And then he showed up at the Grammys a year and a half ago and blew everyone's mind and then dropped back into obscurity again.
Yeah.
I think the third most mysterious rock and roll icon is whatever happened to the guy with the mustache and Husker Du? Now?
Yeah, alternate career path there for a while. You know, another chapter in the book, so to speak. Running a restaurant and running a kitchen as a chef, there are a lot of similarities between rock and roll and the restaurant business, and the hours are very similar for one. You deal with a lot of crazy people for another, but I just really enjoyed working in the restaurant business and creating menus and cooking wonderful food, and you'd get immediate feedback from people when you'd walk through the dining room and hear about it. And I also have a passion for wine and have learned a lot about wine over the last 15 years, and you put it all together, and it's something real special. It's a lot like music. You put a lot of energy and effort and love into it, and you get something really tremendous out of it. So that's been a lot of fun.
Well, Greg, let's play a short track from the new record by The Gang Font featuring Interloper, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about the band and how the band hooked up and what the new record is about, and maybe take some calls from listeners. How do you feel about that?
Sure, sounds good.
Okay, let's do that. Here's a tune, and tell me if I'm incorrect about this. Is this song called You Haven't Lived?
Actually, the full title of the song is You Haven't Lived Until You've Had to Have Read Beowulf.
I had a hard time reading that thing, even though I like dragons. All right, and if I'm not incorrect, I don't have all the tracks from the new record because it's not out till Tuesday. But is it an instrumental record?
It is.
So there's no singer in the band.
Not right now.
All right. Well, here's You Haven't Lived Until You've Read Beowulf by The Gang Font featuring Interloper. And when we come back, we'll ask Greg, who is the Interloper? This is the Chris and Rob Show on WAIF. That's The Gang Font featuring Interloper with a song called You Haven't Lived Until You've Read Beowulf. And it's from the new Gang Font featuring Interloper CD that comes out next week on the Thirsty Ear record label. The band consists of Dave King on drums. He's also the drummer for the jazz trio called The Bad Plus that you may have heard. They're a piano trio that sells more records than most piano trios do. And Greg Norton plays bass, formerly with Husker Du and Norton's Restaurant. Craig Taborn plays keyboards, and he was just in town last week, did a performance with the Chris Potter Quartet. Maybe you saw that out at Raymond Walters, and Craig Taborn plays keyboards. And that guitar player, Greg, what's his name?
Eric Frotsky.
Eric Frotsky is the only guy in the band I've never heard of. What's the story on him?
Eric is he's in a couple of bands. He's in a band with Dave King called Happy Apple. Happy Apple has been described as sort of a punk jazz band, and Eric is the bass player in Happy Apple. It's a saxophone, a bass, and drums. That's their lineup. Eric's also an incredible bass player. And then he's in a doom metal band called Zebulon Pike.
Wow.
Who are as inspired by the compositions of Béla Bartók as they are, any other metal band, really incredibly incredible compositions.
Okay, and we're talking to Greg Norton. If you would like to call in and say hello to Greg Norton, ask him a question about his musical career, music in general, or just say hi, you can do so. Call here to WAIF, the Chris and Rob Show, at 513-961-8900.
Mr. Norton, how tall are you?
6 foot. Actually, 5'11" and 3/4".
That's it? I always thought you were really tall.
You know, I guess when it was probably the height of the stage.
Yeah.
That helped.
So can you watch?
The first time I met Eddie Vedder, I thought he was really tall too.
Oh, he's a little surf and run.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Now, when you watch the cooking channel, does it just the food channel? Do those cooking shows drive you up the wall, or as a good chef, do you actually appreciate it, or are those guys just all hacks?
You know, there's some good shows out there. Don't really watch that much of the Food Network as I did when I was first, got involved in the kitchen and was a chef. There used to be a show with a guy named David Rosengarten who had a show called Taste, which was a fantastic show because he talked about the history of food and why certain things are certain ways. And that's really cool. You know, my favorite food magazine is called Savour, and that they're the same thing. It's a magazine about food. It's not a magazine necessarily about restaurants, you know, like Food and Wine or Bon Appetit or something like that.
So when you're out on the road with a rock and roll band, whether it was Husker in the old days or Gang Font featuring Interloper now, is everybody else sitting around drinking Leinenkugels and pounding frozen pizzas, and you're like saying, hey, guys, let's go over to this restaurant and get a nice shed?
Yeah, kind of. You know, it's we played years ago. We played a show at Tulane University and
on Louisiana, New Orleans.
In New Orleans, and Bob and Grant and myself flew in a day early, so we had a night to go check out the town. So we're down and we're on Bourbon Street. We're on the French Quarter. And I'm walking by all these really great restaurants and reading their menus and going like, oh, man, this looks really good. I can't wait until we eat. And then Grant's like, oh, no. We can't eat at any restaurant on Bourbon Street. What, are you crazy? We'll go around the corner and eat it. We'll go a block off Bourbon Street and we'll find a restaurant. It'll be, you know, a third of the price, a quarter of the price, and I'm sure the food is just fine. And so we went around. We found, like, this Greasy Spoon. Everything was deep fried, and I think, I'm the only guy that ever went to New Orleans and ate at, like, a bad restaurant. So that wasn't very fun, but.
We're talking to Greg Norton, and we're taking your phone calls at 513-961-8900 if you want to call in, and we have Paul on hold. Before we get to Paul, I wanted to ask Greg about the new band. The new band is called The Gang Font, featuring Interloper. Who is Interloper? And I mentioned the members of the band here a minute ago, but how'd you guys all come together and decide to be this new band called The Gang Font?
Well, I guess I'll work backwards on this one. I had met Dave King at a Bad Plus show a few years ago. I was a fan of his music. I had read that he and Reed Anderson, the bass player, have cited Husker Du as an influence on their musical careers, which I thought was pretty cool because these guys are incredible jazz players. So introduced myself, Dave was like, you know, no introduction needed. You know, I know who you are. This is great. You know, really thrilled to meet you. And then he's like, hey, I got this crazy idea for this band. And I know this guitar player and I know this keyboard player. And it'd be like, you would be the perfect bass player for this. And he kind of ran it down. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that sounds good. So, when we finally got together and started working on the material, it's like, okay, well, what's the name? What are we going to call ourselves? And they're like, well, you know, the Gang Font. You know, every gang tat that you see on everywhere, is everybody always uses the same font for their tattoos. And then they're like, yeah. And besides, I think we're probably the only band to ever, get together that actually has the word font in the name. And so it's like, okay, all right, you know, it's going to take a little, you know, getting used to, and I'm thinking about it, you know, and you break it down, and, you know, a gang by definition is just any set of persons associated or going about together with disparaging force. And I'm like, okay, all right, that's kind of cool. You know, a font is, you know, the act or process of founding something, you know. You know, and then the interloper part is, okay, you've got these jazz guys doing this kind of noise rock thing. You've got this punk rock dude playing with these jazz guys. So in a sense, we're all interlopers. Interlopers basically, you know, somebody who thrusts himself into the domain or affairs of others. So that kind of sums it up, don't you think?
But were you tempted to call the band Monopoly or Risk or Sorry or Stratego?
No, one board game name is enough for one career there.
Yeah, you know, when I was about 18 years old, I got my first job at the college radio station. It must have been when Flip Your Wig first came out, maybe Candy Apple Gray, I don't remember. And I go and I play one of those tracks on the radio, and then I come on and I say, there's a song by Husker Du, and then the phone's exploded.
Uh-huh.
And some young punk rock kid calls in and he says, you idiot, it's not Husker Du, it's Husker Du, and he hangs up the phone on me like he's all mad, like I just insulted the President of the United States, and I've never mispronounced it since.
Yeah, well, Quite a few people are still mispronouncing it.
Yeah.
So with the new band Gang Font featuring Interloper, and you guys are all the Interlopers, are you going to hit the road? Are you going to take it to a town near you, 30 days in Omaha and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, if you're busy running a restaurant, how do you have time to be in a world-famous rock and roll band again?
Well, you know, it's actually, I kind of consider myself the slacker of the group because all I have is a restaurant to run. Dave is in three different bands, actually with Gang Font. I think that makes four bands for Dave. Eric is in three bands.
But Craig, jazz guys
Craig
never
Craig
rehearse.
Burns plays with everybody, and these guys are always on the road. So the idea, we are going to get out. We are going to play some shows. We're probably going to be playing, say, six to eight times out per year. As the windows of opportunity open up and present themselves with everybody's schedule, probably playing larger metropolitan areas, mainly. I don't know if we're going to get to Omaha.
So back in the day, when you were young Greg Norton, it was young Bob Mould and young Grant Hart, did you guys all live in like the Husker House, and then the block away was the Replacements House, and then a block away was the Soul Asylum House, like on the Monkees, how they had the Jolly Green Giants living down the street from them.
And then, of course, Prince's Mansion was down at the end of the block, right?
Right, yep.
Or what was the scene like? Were you guys buddies? Were you glad when one band got signed to a big label? Were you like, they stink now, I don't like them? Was there competition? Was it friendly, helpful, useful competition? Was it backstabbing, backbiting?
Yeah, you know, it was a real friendly, it was a healthy competitive rivalry amongst all the bands, but it was also, you know, everybody wanted to see everybody else do well also. You know, a lot of really great music came out of Minneapolis in that period, and so, it was great when the Replacements signed to Sire, and then, we signed to Warner Brothers, and I was quoted a couple years ago in a magazine article about the that time, and the, you know, basically, it's true. It's like, I love the Replacements. I always wanted them to be the second most popular band in town, and they felt the same way. They loved us, but they wanted us to be the second most popular band in town. So, you know, it was good. You know, I think it pushed everybody a little bit to make them do a little better, you know, write a better song, play a little harder.
Man, well, I got news for you. You guys were both the second best band in town, because when Controversy came out, Prince outsold y'all.
Oh, yeah.
What about Color Me Bad? Weren't they from Minneapolis?
I have no idea.
I think one of those kind of bands was from there.
We're talking to Greg Norton from Husker Du, and now from the Gang Font featuring Interloper. Greg, are you writing songs for the Gang Font and getting composer credits? Because I noticed with all the old Husker records, it seems like Bob and Grant wrote all the songs and you never got a composition credit. Maybe you're not a songwriter, but let's talk about that.
Right. Well, you know, back with Husker Du in the early years, I wrote more material. As the band went on and the competition between Bob and Grant escalated, between who was going to write the most songs, who was going to have the most songs on the record, it kind of got to a point where I felt that those guys weren't necessarily giving 100% on when I would bring an idea to the table and go like, hey, I got an idea for a song. And, you know, after a while, I got kind of tired of that. It's like, okay, fine, you guys can write all the music. I don't care. Oddly enough, when the band broke up was when I was finally getting back into writing songs again. And then the band broke up. With Gray Area, actually, I wrote a lot of the material. And right now with Gang Font, the first record, the two main composers are Dave King and Eric Frotsky. We're getting back into rehearsals right now, writing more, starting on new material. And I've got a few things that I'll be bringing in.
Yeah. So, with the new band, it sounds like it's really guitar-driven. At least the track we just played had Eric, his guitar sound is way out front, and it sounds like he's doing a lot more than the keyboards are. What's Craig Taborn's role as a keyboard player in the Gang Font featuring Interloper?
You know, actually, Craig is very prominently featured in a lot of the material. When we were in the studio, we had the luxury of ringing him with about eight various keyboards. He had a Fender Rhodes, he had a Wurlitzer, he had a Hammond B3 organ, he had a Farfisa, he had a Vox, he had a Mellotron, he had a Moog. I mean, there are some incredible keyboard parts on this record. That first song, you know, the song that you just played, you know, the keyboards don't feature prominently in that, but Craig certainly is, one of the, focal points of this band.
Let me tell you the other three tracks I have queued up from the new record. I only have three more. One's called European Ambulance.
Uh-huh.
I think the other one's called The Litigious Mike, and then one called A Chance to Play. Assuming that these titles are correct, because I just swiped them off the internet. Does one of these feature Craig Taborn in a way that we want to point out?
European Ambulance is, the keyboards do figure pretty prominently in that. The Litigious Mike Love is the full title of the other one, you like that
Mike
one.
Mike Love,
right?
Is a punk, you know that? Mike Love is a bigger punk than anyone that was ever in the Ramones, the Sex Pistols, or Black Flag. Mike Love is a punk.
Yeah, I think he's on his phone to his lawyer right now.
He must be, because we're talking about him.
Yeah, the keyboards are also, I think there's a good balance between the keys and the guitar. And then the other song is called A Chance to Play Across the Shadows, and that one's probably one of the more kind of jazz numbers on the record.
Okay.
The Litigious Mike Love is definitely has some screaming guitar on it as well, but European Ambulance, in my opinion, has the best guitar solo on the record.
Okay, so. Well, let's play European Ambulance, and when we come back, we'll say a few final words, see if anybody else wants to get a phone call in here, and then say thank you to Greg Norton for being on the show. Does that sound like acceptable to you?
That sounds cool.
All right, here's European Ambulance, a track from the Gang Font featuring Interloper and featuring Greg Norton on bass. Greg is with us in the studio, at least on the phone tonight. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 513-961-8900. We'll be back just a second. Chris and Rob on WAIF. That's the Gang Font featuring Interloper. The song's called The Litigious Mike Love.
Yep, that was European Ambulance.
That was European Ambulance. That's what I meant to say. European Ambulance by the Gang Font featuring Interloper. I just like the title of The Litigious Mike Love, and we'll play that.
Which is also an awesome song.
Yeah. We'll play that at the end of the interview here. Dave King on drums, Eric Frotsky on guitar, Craig Taborn on keyboards, and Greg Norton on bass, who is on the line with us for a few more minutes. And if you'd like to call in and say hello to Greg Norton, the phone number here is 513-961-8900.
Greg, since you were a last king of the world back there with Husker Du, you probably recorded on tape, and you probably promoted it by talking to radio stations and sending out vinyl records in the mail. Tell us a little bit about how things are different now in this age of, you got the computers, not only recording with computers, but computers as a promotional tool. How have you, as an old dog, been able to learn these new tricks?
You know, getting into the studio still kind of looks the same, although, yeah, there wasn't any tape rolling, although they still say tape's rolling, which I thought was interesting. When we were mixing the record, Pro Tools was pretty amazing, watching them pull up this stuff and be able to, like, you know, isolate segments and go like, oh, you mean you need this boosted here? And it was like, that was pretty cool. Promoting the, I learned how to do MySpace. So we've got a MySpace page. I get to kind of knock all that stuff together because I'm the only one that has time to sit in front of a computer every once in a while. But, we do have a MySpace page up. It's myspace.com/thegangfontfeat, F-E-A-T, Interloper. Or I suppose if they just went out and did...
So you just type in Greg Norton, they'll find a link. That's easier.
That's correct.
Then you'll find a link to the Gang Font featuring Interloper.
Yeah, so, the MySpace thing has actually been kind of cool because it's been an opportunity for me to kind of connect with a lot of the musician friends that I used to have I haven't talked to in a long time. Had noticed that the Meat Puppets page is run by the family, so was able to get a message to Kurt and Chris about the new group, and So, it's kind of cool to reconnect with some of these people.
Have you had a chance to reconnect with Mike Watt, or maybe you always were in connection with him?
Actually, Watt and I have been in contact over the years. So he played some of the tunes on his radio program just last week. So
that's what the Watt from Pedro show, right?
That's correct.
I've heard that show on the Internet Machine.
Yep,
and the Watt from Pedro show is fun. I like it.
Yeah, Mike Watt's a great guy.
He's been on our show a couple of times.
And Mr. Norton, we've established that you're a sophisticated bon vivant who enjoys fine wine and fine food. What was it like sharing a van in the 80s with the dude that likes wrestling? Because Bob Mould really was into wrestling, big-time professional fake wrestling, right?
Bob has a passion for, what do they call it, the squared circle?
Mm.
It was interesting touring with Bob and Grant because at the time they were both vegetarian. Although it would be Grant's idea of a vegetarian meal would be a dozen powdered sugar donuts and a six pack of Tahitian treat. So.
Yes,
Tahitian treat, all the right. Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was good. We certainly had a lot of fun. Certainly had some times that were everybody hated each other, but that's typical with any touring rock band. I'm sure everybody out there who's in a touring rock band understands what I'm talking about.
Did you experience or witness any sort of homophobia when you were driving around the middle of America rocking and rolling?
Not really. I wouldn't say so. Of course, at the time Bob was. In the closet, obviously everybody and, Grant was pretty open with his sexuality, but I wouldn't say that there was any homophobia. Oddly enough, because I was the guy with the mustache, but I was the straight guy. A lot of times, I think sometimes maybe people thought I was the gay guy, but, you know.
It didn't have any impact on the music, did it?
No, not at all.
It's just something people like to write about. Now, I got a question for you, and I'm already ashamed I'm going to ask you this question, but the police did it, and you might as well do it too. Is Husker ever going to do a reunion because you need the cash? I mean, think what you could do with the restaurant.
Right, yeah. I don't think that there's the promoters can scrape up enough money to get the three of us back together and in a van on the road.
But wasn't it weird, like when the Pixies got back together 2 years ago, they were playing arenas twice the size that they could possibly come close to filling.
Oh yeah,
during their heyday,
top grossing touring acts of that year. So you know,
and they were kind of just right about the same time, a little bit after you guys, and they were probably still playing the 1,000 club seat of type venues, maybe 2,000 seats.
Right.
Then they break up for 15 years. They get back together and they're playing 4,000 or 5,000 seat joints.
Yeah, you know, actually, I drove down to Chicago and saw the Bad Plus open for the Pixies at the Aragon Ballroom. The only time I've ever seen the Pixies was at that reunion tour, and after seeing them live, I can say that they were really a great studio band.
Yeah. Well, I'm not asking you or recommending or suggesting that Husker should do a reunion, because chances are it would be just as terrible as when the Police do it and when the Who do it. But I'll tell you, the legacy of Led Zeppelin and the Beatles have benefited from a lack of a reunion, and I got a feeling that Husker's legacy would benefit as well.
Yep, I agree. I'm sure there's a tribute band out in somewhere in Australia that keeps the torch alive.
I've never heard of any Husker tribute bands. Have you, Rob?
It would have to be called New Day Rising.
Yeah, it would have to be.
There you go.
All right, well, do we have any more questions for Greg Norton, or is this the end of this? I think this is the end.
Okay.
It's a bummer, though. I'd like to talk to you for a whole nother hour. We're going to take you out with the song The Litigious Mike Love, just because I like the title so much. And again, the new band is called The Gang Font, featuring Interloper, featuring Dave King on drums from The Bad Plus, Eric Frotsky on guitar, Craig Taborn on keyboards, and Greg Norton from Husker Du on bass. And Greg, thanks for being on the show tonight and giving us a call here in Cincinnati, Ohio.
You bet. The pleasure was all mine.
All right. Here's The Litigious Mike Love. And next time you're in Minnesota, you want to go get dinner at Norton's. It's called The Norton's, right?
Yep, The Norton's Restaurant.
And you have a website called?
TheNortonsRestaurant.com.
TheNortonsRestaurant.com. Make your reservations early and make your reservations often.
There you go.
And they have duck there.
And it's not greasy.
And it's not greasy. All right. Thanks a lot, Greg.
You bet.